This episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast is brought to you by Goodwill Provisions. Are you ready to take your health and wellness journey to the next level? If so, look no further than Goodwill Provisions, your partner in holistic, athletic nutrition. Goodwill believes that true well-being encompasses more than just physical fitness. It's about nurturing your mind, body, and soul to achieve peak human performance. Their provisions range from the mushroom-powered Dawn Patrol superfoods, which go perfect in your morning coffee or post-workout smoothie, to whey protein, creatine, and even CoQ10 to help you stay focused and energized throughout the day. As part of the Walk On Mentality community, you get an exclusive perk. Head over to goodwillprovisions.com to explore their offerings and treat yourself to a healthier journey. Use code MENTALITY at checkout and you'll unlock a fantastic 15% off your order. Thanks for supporting the podcast, and I can't wait to hear what you think about the supplements. Remember, no limits. If you're like me, you like to train hard. And if you train hard, it's incredibly important that you take the time to prioritize rest and recovery so that you can come back better. And one of the ways I set myself up to come back better is by rocking the Kane Revive. The Kane Revive is designed to stimulate recovery from the ground up, created for moments of athletic transition, made to support and renew the feet before and after workouts. Kane is made with Bounce Back Foam, a breakthrough biofoam created from sustainable Brazilian sugar cane. The shoes are odor and bacteria resistant, quick drying, and ultra durable. They were developed in partnership with Dr. Daniel Geller, an authority in the treatment of foot and ankle injuries in elite runners, cyclists, and triathletes. Head to the link in the show notes to support the Walk On Mentality podcast and get yourself a pair. Come back better. This episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast is brought to you by Powders. Only the good stuff. I'm deep in marathon prep right now with about 4 weeks till I go for a sub-3 marathon at the Houston Marathon. And lately, I haven't been hydrating with anything other than Powders electrolytes. With 500 milligrams of sodium, 5,000 milligrams of coconut water, and zero added sugar, this electrolyte powder is best in class. They've got a great variety of flavors with pink lemonade, fruit punch, and lemon lime. But most importantly, the ingredients are all natural, non-GMO, zero sucralose, and like I said at the beginning, only the good stuff. Powders also has excellent greens powders for daily usage, as well as phenomenal pre-workout for that buzz before you hit the gym for a session. You can use the discount code MENTALITY at checkout for 10% off to support me and the podcast. Remember, no limits. Are you tired of feeling like your clothes are too tight, uncomfortable, or never your size? What about feeling like you never have the right apparel for the various occasions that you're doing on a month-to-month basis? At the end of the day, you look good, you feel good, and you feel good, you play good. And that's in every area of your life. And if that resonates with you, look no further. I'd like to introduce you to the Roan Commuter Collection. Roan's Commuter Collection is flexible and breathable. There's a product for every occasion. Mobility is everything, and it makes looking good easy. Not to mention, with Gold Fusion anti-odor technology, you never have to worry about your pits reeking. If any of that resonated with you, then my friend, you are in the right place. The Commuter Collection can get you through any workday and straight into whatever comes next. So head to roan.com/mentality and use promo code MENTALITY to save 20% off your entire order. That's 20% off your entire order when you head to roane.com/mentality and use code MENTALITY. It's time to find your office comfort. What is up, everybody? This is your host, Jackson Mitchell, and we are back with another episode of the Walk On Mentality podcast. This past weekend, I ran in my second marathon, which was the Houston Marathon, and I had a phenomenal time. And last year, I guess 2 years ago now, just given the actual year, the number for the year 2022, I ran the Dallas Marathon, and after that marathon, I had kind of a bunch of key takeaways about the prep and about the race that I shared in a podcast format. And I was actually thinking about doing something similar this year with regard to the Houston Marathon. But as I really have thought about it over the last couple days, you know, I definitely learned some new things in this race. But I think I learned, well, I don't know if I learned less. I would just say the things I learned were different than the things that I shared in 2022, which makes sense to a degree, but I only give all that context to say that this time around, I actually just want to share some of the things that I've come to really appreciate about running as I began to run more and more over the last couple years here. Because what I've realized is
running is really a special sport. I think, you know, having a football background, and I think a lot of former athletes share in this, where they feel that running always has been a punishment. Sometimes it's hard to flip that switch in your brain to turn it into something that you enjoy. But I know for myself, I've certainly come to really, really enjoy running. And as I think, and as I have thought more and more about it here over the last couple of days, I've realized that, you know, running in a way is a little bit of everything. And what I mean by that is it's, you know, it's solitude when you go out on a solo run. You know, you have the opportunity to disconnect from everything going on around you, just be with your thoughts, be present. You know, some people listen to music, some don't. I kind of lean more toward the camp of not taking my headphones when I run, so that I can really just be in my thoughts, and also that I can hear what's going on around me. There's some crazy people in this world, so it's always nice to be able to hear what's going on around you. But yeah, running is solitude, and it's an opportunity to get clear and just really be with yourself and in your thoughts. But at the same time, running is, it's community. It's the group run. It's, you know, the Thursday night run group, the Tuesday night run group, the Friday morning run group. Like, it's community, and it's going out with your friends and, you know, growing together through doing something that's challenging and pushing yourselves, which, you know, again, I think is something that's really, really cool about running. You know, it's easy runs, it's tempo work, it's threshold days, it's long runs. You know, you might be training in zone 2, maybe zone 4, zone 5, depending on the workout for the day. But at the end of the day, it's still running. And it's the dark moments deep in the pain cave. You know, you're, let's say, 16 miles into a 20-mile workout, and you're doing race pace repeats, and you're wondering, how in the world am I going to hit this pace for 2 more sets? But you have no choice but to throttle even harder and get it done. And, you know, at the same time, it's the runner's high in the middle of a long run, or not even in the middle of a long run, but just the runner's high where you think that you could just go all day. You know, running is potentially the one thing, the one common thread shared between the person who's, you know, 135 pounds and has been running since they were in middle school, and the person who's, you know, 308 pounds and is just now starting their fitness journey. And, you know, it could be the one thing that those people can connect on. And, you know, ultimately, both of those people are just working to improve the quality of their lives. And I think that that is beautiful. Running is a sport that is high on the DE&I scale. You know, you got, and this is something that I thought about when I went to watch my best buddy run the Boston Marathon last year. You know, I remember being on the plane with my girlfriend and looking around and just listening, and you could hear all different languages, you know, all different ethnicities, all different socioeconomic classes. And the same thing occurred at Houston this past weekend. Like, it doesn't matter where you're from, it doesn't matter how much money you have, you can run. And again, it's creating connection between people from all different walks of life, which is incredible. Not only that, but, you know, I think there were 33,000 runners in Houston this past weekend, from like the 5K to the half to the full to the wheelchair races and so on. And, you know, I so fortunately had, let me think this through. I had a crew there cheering me on. I think I had 8 people. Mom, Dad, Maddie, Kaylin, Curran, Nick, David, Nor. Yeah, 8 people there supporting me. But if you just put, you know, on average that there were 3 people there supporting each runner, then that means that there were 99,000 people there, which, or no, that would be 33,000 times 4. So over 100,000 people came to Houston, not to run, but to support the people that were running. And to have something that brings so many people together in a positive way is, again, powerful. And I keep using words like powerful. And the reality is, it's like, it is. There's not many things that cause people to come together like that in an uplifting way. And so that's really incredible. You know, the other thing about running that's cool is, like, there's people who run the mile, and that's their race. And people run the 5K. You got 10K, half, full, ultra. You have all these different distances, and every distance requires something a little bit different from the training standpoint. But if you're, you know, if you elect to toe the line and you sign up for the race and you decide to train for it, like, off bat, there's a level of respect that's earned. And there's also a level of self-respect that's earned through, you know, signing up for something, training for it, towing the line, and ultimately crossing the finish line. It's really cool. And honestly, like, the last thing that has been one of my favorite things about it for the last couple years now is just that running is one of those things where tracking progress is so easy. And I was thinking about it, I mean, yeah, you can track progress in the weight room and other things as well, no doubt. You know, it's easy to see if you were benching 225 1 week and then you're able to bench 245, that there's growth there. But for me specifically, something about seeing how the heart rate changes over time as you run more, longer, faster, etc. Something about that is just incredible to me. You know, my first marathon, I ran 3 hours, 25 minutes. And so the average pace is about 750 per mile. My average heart rate was like 174, 173. Houston this past weekend, I ran 308. So improved my pace greatly. You know, that per mile, that's about 39 seconds faster per mile. And my heart rate was the same as it was when I ran Dallas. So you can very clearly see the improvement that occurred there. And that's in a year's time span, right? So just like anything else worth doing, you know, it takes time. But for me, I've come to realize that I'm a person who really thrives off seeing results from the work that I put in. I've noticed that in my professional career. I've noticed that in a lot of different areas of my life, that I really love to be able to see progress and see results from the work that I put in. I'm very results driven. So all that to say, you know, I think running is an incredible sport. I know I've met some incredible people through running, you know, been able to support incredible people and receive support from incredible people that, you know, again, like I mentioned, otherwise probably would have never met. So it's really cool. And I would just encourage you, you know, if you've made it this far, to, if you're curious about running, just lace up the kicks and get out there and just try to go for like 1 mile. And, you know, once you go for 1 mile, you'll maybe wonder, well, if I can do one, maybe I can do 1.5. And if I can do 1.5, maybe I can do 2. And honestly, just see where it takes you. Because once you get bit by the bug, it's hard to stop. And as I always say, when you believe and you're willing to do the work, there's no limits. So appreciate you guys tuning in. We will get back to the interviews very soon. I'm not sure how y'all feel about hearing me talk, but gotta be consistent and make sure I'm getting an episode out every week. So hope you guys are having a great 2024 so far, and we will be back next week with a wonderful interview. Much love.